call is now being recorded. You may begin.
Okay, thank you everyone for joining and listening to this Tivoli talk on IBM Cloudburst 2.1. My name is Ted Mazanek. I am the Worldwide Product Manager for Cloudburst. And what I'd like to do today, if you go to slide two, is to initially go through an overview of what your customers may be thinking about in terms of cloud computing, and how does that translate into an opportunity for you. After that, we'll go right into the discussion about Cloudburst. I will spend some time positioning it with other offerings in the portfolio. We'll talk about some features and benefits, and then we'll go into what's new in this newest version that we announced at the end of August. And I also want to spend some time on upgrade options for our existing customers of Cloudburst. And then finally, the last section of the presentation is really what are the kinds of things that you need to be aware of to get started in working with your customers on whatever cloud computing opportunities they may have. So let's go ahead and get started. Let's turn to slide number four. And you've probably seen slides like this before, but basically what this is saying is IT is becoming more and more important in terms of aligning with the overall business and helping the business deliver results. But what's being stressed here with IT is that they're being asked to do more with less, which means lower costs, but at the same time, they're being asked to deliver very high-quality services, high customer satisfaction, and to do it very fast. So IT is under an awful lot of pressure, and that is why a lot of customers are looking at cloud computing. So if we go to the next slide, slide five, this compares a traditional enterprise with cloud computing. So what's really different about the two? Well, a traditional enterprise, you know, usually pieces together resources and deploys them in a siloed manner to support a particular workload, you know, one project at a time. And the resources are dedicated just to that workload. And so they can't, you know, there may be other workloads that are waiting to be implemented, but even if there are free resources, they're not able to use those free resources. So it's actually very inefficient. Cloud computing, on the other hand, leverages a pooled resource environment that uses technologies like virtualization to support multiple workloads at the same time. So it's location independent. There's typically a lot of automation. And another key characteristic of cloud computing is the self-service and self-management of the cloud. So all of that requires automation technology. It requires that the assets and the processes are standardized. But what it translates into is a better user experience. Now, the next slide just summarizes that, you know, if we go back and look at those challenges that IT faced on slide number four, cloud computing really does offer the opportunity to address those challenges. So, you know, virtualization can drive higher utilization rates, which lower capital expenses. Standardization also reduces capital and labor costs. And then automation can help reduce management costs while at the same time improving customer satisfaction and rapidly innovating and delivering new services. So all of those challenges, the cost challenge, the customer satisfaction challenge, and the rapid time to market are all things that cloud computing has the potential to address. So if we go to the next slide, slide seven, just very quickly, this is probably a review for most of you, but there is a spectrum of different deployment options for your customers to choose from. The one that seems to be most written about is the public cloud that, you know, uses the internet. You hear about, you know, Amazon and Google. So any end user can access the public cloud and gain access to the resources and applications over the internet. The other cloud deployment model is a private cloud, and that's where all the resources are owned and managed and controlled within the walls of the enterprise. And then finally, you can merge the options between public and private, and that's what we call hybrid cloud. So private is implemented on your customer's premises, and they're run and managed by the customer. Public is, you know, over the public internet, and you have models like pay as you grow. And hybrid is a mix of those two. So let's now move on to slide 8 and start looking at really what we're learning and hearing from your customers. So slide 8, there was a survey done last year with CIOs, and what this really reflects is their opinion that cloud computing is a very, very important initiative. In fact, more than a third cited it as the most important initiative. So it is top of mind for your customers, and they really have bought into it as a way to deliver higher quality services and higher customer satisfaction, at the same time lowering the costs that they're being asked to do. So it's clearly something they're focused on and interested in. And slide 9 also underscores this point. In fact, you can see here in this table that just below virtualization, cloud computing, it's becoming one of the top areas that they're actually prioritizing to funnel their investments in. So they're starting to, you know, direct money toward cloud computing. And what's interesting to me on this slide is just a year ago, it was 16th on the list, and in 2008, it wasn't even on the radar screen. So it's gone to the top very fast in terms of what CIOs are considering strategic and what they're planning to spend money on. So on slide 10, this summarizes, again, based on a survey that was done earlier this year in April 2010, what are the important things customers are trying to get out of cloud computing. So as you talk to your customers, one of the areas that, several of the areas that they're going to probably bring up is they're interested in cloud because, they feel like it can provide improved availability, improved utilization of their assets that they've invested in, and better responsiveness to changes in workloads. And also, again, the cost factor, lower IT costs, and a way to simplify the management of how they deliver services over their limited set of resources. So that's what they're trying to get out of cloud. On slide 11, what you see are some of their concerns, and security is at the top of the list. Some consider it immature at this time. So there are some concerns that, you know, you'll need to address when you talk to your customers about what IBM has to offer for cloud computing. So let's move on to slide 12. So what does this really mean for you? So how do you go about talking to your customers who, you know, as this chart depicts, may be at very different stages of progression toward a full cloud computing implementation? In fact, a lot of customers that we've talked to who are consolidating and virtualizing, they actually think they're doing some form of cloud computing. And then as you move to the right, there's more automation and optimization where you're capturing images and managing the virtualized environment in a more proactive way. And then far on the right is cloud ready. Now, most customers are somewhere in between consolidation, virtualization, and automating. And the point here on this slide is that you don't want to wait until they move all the way to the right on their own or with our competitors to implement a true, pure cloud computing environment. we want to capture their business wherever they are in these different stages of progression toward cloud computing. So they may be virtualizing, and we can offer using the, you know, the broad Tivoli portfolio solutions and products that may help them get to that next stage of automating and optimization. So we call these on-ramps. So there's a whole variety of on-ramps to cloud computing, and we want to capture them early on as they're progressing to full cloud computing, because if we wait, you know, we definitely will lose out on the opportunity based on the data I just presented in the prior slides. So if we move on to slide 13, we know what kind of benefits they're looking for. This slide, the table at the top, describes these with some quantification. You know, virtualization, standardization, and automation, they really think these are going to help them deliver these exponential benefits as they evolve toward a cloud computing infrastructure. The key thing here, though, is again, we cannot wait. They are planning to start now. IDC and Gartner have both found that from, you know, 50 to 75% of customers will be deploying private clouds in the next 1 to 3 years. And they're spending money, you know, now on technologies to enable them to get there. And then the last bit of data here, just to give you more information on what your customers are thinking in terms of cloud computing, this survey, the CIOs view virtualization and cloud computing as top of mind. I mean, those are the two things that they're focused on in a 2010 CIO survey done by Gartner. So this is a really, really great opportunity for you. And as we move into the next section of the presentation, one of the things I want to emphasize is that CloudBurst is a way to get the conversation started with your customers. It's a great door opener to begin to talk to your customers about cloud computing because it basically is a self-contained infrastructure for cloud computing. Whether or not they eventually implement CloudBurst, it is what we're finding out based on the year or so experience with CloudBurst in the market is that it serves as a very effective initial conversation starter and door opener. So with that, let's move ahead in the presentation to slide 15. I mentioned that, you know, today most IT environments and data centers are very siloed with very little automation. And so one of the things that, you know, deploying something like CloudBurst can help deliver is this challenge that they face in a siloed environment where, again, they have to piece together, install and integrate all the different elements of a solution, including, you know, the hardware and the software, and getting it all configured and up and running. So, you know, the design point for CloudBurst is to have this pre-integrated, pre-installed, you know, basically a turnkey offering that reduces a lot of these headaches of integrating the server, storage, and software. And we'll be going through these in a lot more detail in the presentation, but in addition to reducing those headaches and providing a fast time to market, CloudBurst also addresses some of the cloud characteristics we talked about, including self-service for the customers, very low costs, and easy to expand as well. So let's move on to slide 16. This is a high-level view of CloudBurst. So what CloudBurst is, it's a prepackaged private cloud offering that really provides the cloud infrastructure. So it brings together the hardware, software, and services needed for your customers to establish a private cloud. So, it takes all the time and guesswork out of pre-installing and configuring the software and hardware together. All you need to do is install the applications on top of the cloudburst and start realizing the benefits of cloud computing. So, you know, the way this offering was put together, it is a single offering. You don't have to buy the hardware, software, and services separately. There's a single delivery, single installation, single invoice. And one of the things we've got feedback from customers on is that there, you know, the single support for Cloudburst is also highly valued. So what's inside Cloudburst? On slide 17, this is really a picture of what you get when you purchase a Cloudburst. And for those of you who may not be aware, you know, Cloudburst is available today, version 1.2, and very quickly I'll be talking about the newest release. As I said, was announced August 27th. But this is what we have today. You get the integrated, pre-installed, and configured IBM hardware. It's built on the Blade Center platform. Probably one of the key software elements is the service automation based on Tivoli Service Automation Manager, or TSAM. This gives you all the orchestration of the cloud operations, the service catalog, and the self-service portal. So that's really the heart of the service management software stack in Cloudburst. But there's also other software for energy management of the hardware itself. There's Systems Director and VMware's Virtual Center, which enables a management of the hardware infrastructure, both physical and virtual resources. We've included Tivoli Usage and Accounting Manager because in any virtualized shared environment, one of the key things customers want to do is to be able to monitor and allocate costs across the resources based on resource usage. So that's also part of the Tivoli software stack within Cloudburst. And then we also have storage and network virtualization capability, and I'll be talking about one of the new things there that we're offering in Cloudburst 2.1. And finally, monitoring. ITM is also part of the solution, so you can monitor, again, both the physical and virtual server resources. So that's what you get with Cloudburst. If we move on to slide 18, I want to, again, emphasize this pre-integration point because this slide here just graphically depicts the point. And, you know, some of these slides, you know, might be effective in initial discussions with your customers. But what this is just dramatically driving home the point that there is value in the pre-integration. If you were to configure and create a Cloudburst from all the pieces on your own and piece it together, you'd have to, first of all, get the components, install and configure them, test and validate them, and it really could be a several-month effort. With Cloudburst, from the factory, it comes pre-integrated and pre-installed. It shows up at the customer location along with the GTS Quick Start services. And in about 5 days, it's up and running once it shows up at the customer location. So we call this time to value. So the pre-integration really does have this time to value that some customers would really welcome, given depending upon what they're interested in doing. But on slide 19, not all customers necessarily would say that this pre-integrated appliance-like model is right for them. So the point here, and this is a real key point of this presentation, is that Cloudburst is not the only offering. I mentioned it's a great door opener and initial discussion point, but you know we really offer many different options for customers who want to talk about implementing cloud computing in their environment. So we move from the appliance model, which has very high time to value, very quick time to value, to more of a custom solution, you know, which allows them to use their own hardware, for example. So they may not, or they may have a, you know, a different hardware standard, a different networking standard. So, you know, there is a trade-off. It all depends on what the customer is trying to do. But, you know, we do offer a choice, and we have many different options for customers depending upon where they're at and how customized they want the solution to be. Another consideration here is the skill set they have. Do they have the skill set to put together a custom offering, or would they, you know, appreciate the pre-integration, all the work that was done in advance, such as CloudBurst, where it comes pre-integrated and pre-installed? So this is what you need to talk to your customers about. Get a better feel for, you know, what type of implementation they're interested in, how much of it is more toward the custom approach versus the appliance approach. Okay, let's continue on. I want to go into a little bit more detail on this point. I mentioned that on slide 20, we do provide different options for customers depending upon what they want to do. And you can see on the bottom of this slide, slide 20, they range from highly customized options to rapid time to value options, which, like CloudBurst, comes in a pre-integrated, pre-configured package. So they could start on the left and create a custom solution using individual products, you know, into like TSAM. They could start with TSAM. They might add security and storage management. They might use existing hardware. They might buy new IBM hardware, for example. But again, it's creating a solution that's tailored to their environment. Now, we do have a very new offering called IBM Service Delivery Manager, ISDM, and that's in the middle of this slide. And what you can see here is that it offers customers sort of the best of both worlds. It was announced at the end of August, and it's available today on the System X86 platform. And really what it is it's the CloudBurst software stack sold separately as a set of virtual machines. So you're getting the service automation, you're getting TSAM, TPM, Tivoli Usage and Accounting Manager, ITM, packaged together just like you do on an individual blade within CloudBurst, but it's offered as a set of virtual images decoupled from the hardware. So you get some time to value because of that pre-integration. So there is some time to value, but you also get more flexibility by being able to install ISDM on existing hardware. So that's what ISDM is. And, of course, on the right is, you know, the fastest time to value, where you have this pre-integrated hardware software show up at your customer's location with someone from GTS to conduct the quick start services to get it up and running in a matter of days. So that's the most rapid time to value, and it's really designed for those who want very, very quick deployment of a cloud computing infrastructure. So, again, multiple options, from, you know, very customizable using individual components to a solution like CloudBurst that is highly integrated and very more of a fixed configuration, with ISDM offering benefits of customization as well as flexibility in addition to time to value because of the integration work. A little bit more detail on these in slide 21. Again, left to right, you're going from more custom on the left to a more pre-integrated fixed configuration on the right with CloudBurst. So if you look at all of these, you know, all of these automate resource deployment in response to a service request by an end user. So they all have this self-service user interface with TSAM. They also have, you know, the ability to automate the actual deployment of the resources. But with TSAM and ISDM, they can run this on existing hardware. So it's not tied to a predetermined hardware platform like CloudBurst is. Now, with ISDM and CloudBurst, you do get this pre-integrated value. In ISDM's case, it's delivered as virtual images. In CloudBurst's case, it's pre-integrated on the hardware. You get the monitoring, the usage and accounting manager. You get the ability to have high availability TSA for the management server. I mentioned earlier they come with energy management. And then, again, with CloudBurst on the far right, you get this, you know, very, you know, bundled offering with a single single price that, you know, includes services with the hardware and software at the customer location. So, again, you know, multiple entry points, all of these help address the customer's concerns we mentioned earlier and gets them on the path of adopting our products as they move toward cloud computing. So the next, you know, the next several slides, I'm going to just highlight some of these key features of CloudBurst. I won't go into a lot of detail. Many of them we have in the existing CloudBurst. I do want to allow enough time for discussion about what's new with CloudBurst version 2.1. So slide 22 is a slide that summarizes some of the key features. We'll go again in more detail of these in the following slides, but you can see that you know, IBM CloudBurst includes, you know, everything from the self-service portal that allows end users to request their own services, to automation and provisioning of the services, as well as, you know, financial management capabilities with TUAM. And, you know, these can run on a variety of workloads, and they all, again, address those benefits, as I mentioned earlier in the presentation, that customers are trying to get out of cloud computing. They want to reduce costs, improve the customer satisfaction and the quality of the services they deliver, as well as do it in a quick and easy way. Okay, let's look at some of these in more detail. Slide 23, the self-service portal and service catalog. This self-service portal is really a key component. What it does is it allows the end users to request the services they need. And then it uses this catalog, this service catalog, to determine what are the available services. And then this portal also allows them to reserve the compute, storage, and networking resources from the virtualized pool of resources for what they need to run that service. So the nice thing about this is the customers are in control of the services they need. They can get it when they need it, and they're part of this shared pool. So very, very important feature of CloudBurst. Slide 24 now talks about the automation and the prepackaged automation templates. These templates really allow a data center to make changes within the IT infrastructure more quickly, reliably, and in a more secure fashion. Servers can be, you know, configured and provisioned from bare metal through applications, and then the key is they can be maintained against a standard, you know, hardware software configuration. So that helps eliminate errors by using these standard images. And then, you know, compute resources can be deployed and then redeployed and repurposed based on changes in the demand for those resources. There's also this repository of common provisioning tasks for a variety of software and platforms. And the benefit here is that they can help jumpstart many different provisioning tasks that help save, you know, time and money. And then there's a feature, this web replay feature. You can actually record your mouse actions and input from a web interface so that you can, you know, perform this repetitive operation on the web without having to write an automation workflow. Again, saving time and costs. And another benefit here is that, you know, that web replay can be then shared with other administrators who may not have the high level of skills. So all of this, again, is very, very important in terms of speeding the delivery of services and reducing the costs and skill level required to perform all of these different provisioning tasks. Slide 25 talks about Tivoli Usage and Accounting Manager, as well as the energy management. CloudBurst with this software allows you to meter the service and resource usage based on, you know, server hours, CPU hours, and memory hours, so that you can allocate costs across multiple end users or groups of end users, and then tie it into, billing for the use of those resources. We also have, as part of this solution, energy management capability. It includes ITM for energy management. And this monitors key energy metrics across the hardware infrastructure. And the benefit here is that it allows you to look at these metrics and make decisions on how you might optimize the infrastructure for energy efficiency. So it may uncover a hotspot. It may uncover highly underutilized systems that you could move around and consolidate. So it's again, all aimed at streamlining costs within the data center. So these are two very useful capabilities within CloudBurst, and again, they're pre-installed and pre-integrated within the CloudBurst solution. Slide 26, I mentioned that in addition to the Tivoli software, there's platform management software. In particular, IBM Systems Director and VMware's Virtual Center. This software allows you to monitor and manage both the physical and virtual server resources. You can also move dynamically virtual workloads to optimize the actual usage of the resources. You can migrate virtual machines. And one of the new features within CloudBurst 2.1 is the ability to support multiple virtual LANs, enabling you to isolate and separate different customers who may be using the CloudBurst system. Slide 27 also briefly describes a new option with CloudBurst 2.1. One of the most important customer feedback we received from CloudBurst 1.2 was that customers wanted the option to use existing or different storage subsystems within their infrastructure. So by using SVC, SAN Volume Controller, it enables support for heterogeneous storage hardware devices. So they can make better use of their existing storage. They can make changes to the storage and move data without taking applications down. So this is something that we provide as an option. We do also offer IBM Labs services along with this option to help install and get it up and running with the CloudBurst purchase. And I've mentioned on slide 28, I've mentioned this a couple times already, Quick Start Services. This is part of the solution. It's not optional. So once the CloudBurst system shows up at the customer site, GTS comes on site and basically integrates CloudBurst into the environment. So they'll unpack and power on the equipment. They'll install and configure the compute resources, the virtualization management, network storage, and directory services. They'll do all the final installation and configuration of the software. They'll set up user profiles and security profiles. And then the last thing they'll do is they'll conduct some hands-on training, which you know, is aimed at not only the administrator but also the users for that CloudBurst system. So again, GTS Quick Start Services, very, very helpful in jump-starting the time to value again, rapid time to value for CloudBurst. Let's now continue to move on. I'm on slide 29 now. We often get questions from customers, well, how can I extend CloudBurst? And you can do this in one of two ways. One way is hardware, so you can add more blades to your initial CloudBurst configuration. You can actually go from a small to a medium, for example, or you can add more blades within the medium configuration, for example. The other way you can extend CloudBurst is to allow CloudBurst to become the managed from system. So you can manage other resources within the IT environment from CloudBurst. This would require you to purchase additional licenses for you know, for these other resources outside of the CloudBurst box. So, for example, you'd have to purchase additional TSAM licenses, just like you normally would, to manage other systems that may be, you know, they may be other x86 systems, they could be power systems, they could be System Z resources. So this is, you know, again, it's something that we hear a lot is we bought this CloudBurst, how do I extend it? So again, you can extend it from a hardware point of view, and also from a software point of view by managing outside of the CloudBurst box. All right, now let's focus a little bit now on what really is new with this new version of CloudBurst 2.1. I mentioned it was announced on August 27th, or actually August 31st. It is going to be generally available September 30th. And just as a heads up, we are still planning on a CloudBurst on power systems, and you'll be hearing more about that later this year. But what this is talking about is the latest version of CloudBurst on System X or Blade Center. So there are new blades, the HS22V, and what's important about that? Well, the main thing is they have more memory, and more memory, they come with 50% more standard memory, 72 gigabytes. And what that allows you to do is to run, you know, anywhere from 50 to 100% more virtual machines on the same size configuration, whether it's small, medium, or large. So the memory is very much tied to the number of virtual machines you can run per blade. So in CloudBurst 1.2, you can run about 15 to 20 virtual machines per blade. And with this new version of CloudBurst, version 2.1, that's 30 or more virtual machines per blade. I mentioned, you know, VMware 4.1, latest release now in this version of CloudBurst, double the fiber channel infrastructure. I talked about the SAN volume controller, SVC option, for customers who may have heterogeneous storage requirements. And then we do have updated versions of TSAM in particular as part of this new version of CloudBurst. So a lot of new things. I mentioned, you know, from your point of view, it's important to know these new features, but more than anything else, it's another way to get in the door to your customers and start a conversation about cloud. So again, that's what we've learned is an extremely valuable reason for Cloudburst is it can be a very good door opener. From a customer point of view, you still get the quick time to value, as we talked about earlier. You get more virtual machines because of the greater memory on the blades, double the memory. We mentioned SVC, and I talked briefly about multiple VLAN support. This comes up when customers want to have a multi-customer type environment where they want some level of isolation between those customers sharing the CloudBurst system. We have more uplink bandwidth than Cisco, and then there's some additional capabilities in these new releases of the Tivoli software that I'll talk about later. Slide 31 is at a glance the small, medium, and large configurations. You can see the approximate list prices there in U.S. dollars. And one way to think of this is, as you go from a small to a medium to a large, you're adding more blades, you have more storage capacity, and you're able to support more virtual machines. So you can read all the details, but they're not strictly fixed configurations. There is a choice within these. So you can choose the number of blades, you can choose the amount of storage, but with beyond that, there are some allowable deviations, but in general, again, we're on this fixed configuration appliance model with CloudBurst. And there are some optional things. As I mentioned, SAN volume controller is an optional offering with this new version of CloudBurst. The other point I want to make here is that we do have an extra large configuration that's due out at the end of this year. So what you see here is small, medium, and large, and we will have an extra large that can go all the way up to 56 blades maximum. Slide 32 is just a pictorial representation of the different hardware components. Of course, you see the Blade Center. The platform or hardware management software, that's actually on the 3550 M3 management server. The Tivoli service management software is on a dedicated blade, one of the HS22V blades. And then you can see the networking and storage hardware, and then the individual HS22 blades that make up the rest of the solution. So what's running on that hardware? Well, you can see on slide 33 the key software components running on the hardware. So on the left, on the cloud management server, that all of these are running ESXi 4.1, VMware 4.1 hypervisor. So you have the Tivoli software stack, with TSAM, TUAM, ITM, and TSA on that individual blade. Then you have the compute servers running VMware. I mentioned the management server, the 3550 server. That's running Windows along with Systems Director, Active Energy Manager, and Network Control, which is another extension to Systems Director to allow for network configuration and management. And then for the medium and the large, there is this option to dedicate one of the blades for high availability of the management server. So that's why you see there this optional HA server on the right, upper right of the slide 33. All right, on slide 34, we have had a lot of customer questions about upgrades. And what this means is, these are customers who purchased 1.2, they've heard about 2.1, and they want to, want to get to, some of the software levels in 2.1. We are not offering hardware upgrades. So what we're talking about here is primarily software upgrades. And this isn't a complete upgrade. In other words, when you're done with any of these three upgrade options, you're not going to have a Cloudburst 2.1. But you will have the latest software running on the 1.2 Cloudburst hardware. So there's a basic upgrade that essentially upgrades TSAM to 7.2.1 Fixed Pack 1, and you don't get the multi-LAN feature in this first basic upgrade option. But if you go to the next option, this enhanced upgrade, in addition to upgrading TSAM, you do get the multi-LAN feature if you go and you upgrade the 10 gigabit switch to support the new networking topology change. So there is a hardware upgrade required there. And then finally, the advanced upgrade is where you not only upgrade TSAM, but you also upgrade VMware from 3.5 to 4.1, as well as getting the multi-LAN feature. So these upgrade steps and options are currently being documented by the development teams, and we will offer lab services to go along with each of these to help customers perform the upgrade. So in the next in the October time frame, we'll have more details, and that's the time frame we expect to be able to actually offer these upgrade options with the services for our customers. Okay, let's go on to slide 35. Slide 35, I included this slide just to provide you with information that, you know, IBM's differentiation here, of course, a lot of the differentiation is in the software, but we also have differentiation in the hardware because of the advantages of IBM Blade Center versus the competition. But, you know, first of all, Blade Center by itself is a much more efficient and cost-effective platform than a rack server. So that's number one. But number two, there's a lot of hardware design features that make it better than competitive offerings, and you can read these on this chart here. No single point of failure, better performance per watt. In other words, it's the most efficient. They have the most efficient power supplies in the industry. You get more VMs per blade than Cisco and more Ethernet uplink bandwidth versus the competition. So when you're talking to customers about Cloudburst, keep in mind to talk about the hardware differentiation as well as what we offer from a software differentiating point of view. The next slide, slide 36, is here, as an example of how a successful Cloudburst sale went in place earlier this year in 2010. This is a customer who's a government contractor in the U.S., and what they were looking for is they were looking to create a private cloud for their test and development environment, and they really very quickly wanted to realize, the benefits of, having a self-service infrastructure for their development teams. And they actually, the purchase was exactly two Cloudburst systems, and they did right away realize, reduced operating costs by implementing Cloudburst. So this is an external reference. You're welcome to use it in discussions with your customers if they're considering a Cloudburst solution. All right, let's move on to slide 38. This is a new section in the presentation. This really is going to talk about what are your next steps. So how do you get going? How do you engage with your customers on cloud in general? So slide 38 are some suggested questions to ask your customers. And I would just suggest going back to the original challenges or pain points that we talked about earlier in the presentation. Take a look again at the, you know, the research data from those surveys and from Gartner. What are their hot buttons? What are on their minds? You know, what are they losing sleep about? You know, are they, do they have lack of resources? Are they having, you know, problems provisioning their own test environments, for example, in a timely way? You know, what do they want to do to improve service to their customers? What is their cloud strategy? You know, what is it that they're trying to get to? Where are they on the different stages of adoption? We talked about consolidation, virtualization, you know, manage and automate. Are they on any or one of those stages? And what are they trying to do to move to the next stage? So that's more for, you know, more for your reference. Slide 39, when you're considering Cloudburst for your customer, here's some things you need to know. It's a cross-IBM solution, so it can be sold by client reps, you know, in System X, GTS, of course, Tivoli. And the revenue flows in accordance to the proportion of the content. So they'll look at, you know, what the overall amount was for the sale and basically divide it up based on the hardware, software, and services contribution to that overall amount. If you are going to offer Cloudburst, all transactions for Cloudburst have to go through the Deal Hub, the new name, Sales Transaction Hub. And they're very, very helpful. If you have not used them before, they will take a lot of the legwork out of putting together a single solution proposal and price for your customer. So I'll go into a little bit more detail on how you engage them in the next couple slides. Keep in mind again. Great door opener, but it may lead to a custom solution. So we have ISDM, we have TSAM, we have, you know, of course, our individual IBM hardware platforms. And if Cloudburst is purchased by your customer, it uses the STG manufacturing and fulfillment process. And it's a very well-defined process. There is a, you know, it's usually a 2 to 3 week time frame once the once the order is confirmed to actually build, install, and configure the Cloudburst at the manufacturing site. Okay, let's move on now. Slide 40. Again, this is more for your reference. This gives you some information on how to engage Sales Transaction Hub. But if you look to the right here, you can see the value of Sales Transaction Hub is they do work with all of those individual aligned functions to put the single proposal together for your customer. 41 is just a screenshot of where you need to go to submit a request. You go to Deal Hub Connect. Once you submit this request, you'll get a questionnaire that you fill out. And that'll provide them the information they need to start putting together the proposal. In Japan, slide 42 describes more information on how a Deal Hub or Sales Transaction Hub request is made. And then as we move to the next topic, I'd like to talk a little bit about what you may already be aware of. We're calling it this Cloud Foundation Play. IBM Cloud Foundation Play. And what this is STG and Tivoli are working together to address cloud opportunity in 150 top accounts this year in 2010. And these accounts have been identified, and there's been sales enablement and training on how to go out and create a joint attack plan to these accounts. Cloudburst is certainly a key offering as part of this play, but you know, this is a great way to again take advantage of this growing interest from your customers in cloud computing. And for your information, on slide 44, I included more of the leaders, the sales play leaders for this cloud foundation play, both from STG and Tivoli. So this is where you need to go to get help. Contact, depending upon where you're located, contact one of these folks here on slide 44. Slide 45, many more reference points for you. We have a sales play link for this Cloud Foundation play. There's lots of collateral, like white papers, for your customer once you do engage your customer as part of this Cloud Foundation play. Articles as well. We have a great competitive wiki for you to use. That's also listed there, as well as other quick links to not just CloudBurst information, but information of the broader IBM Cloud portfolio. Okay, so finally, to close, for next steps, meet with the IBM client rep or the system excel, get a better understanding of their perspective, and develop an attack plan to go and talk to some customers about what their cloud strategy is. Take advantage of CloudBurst as that door opener or conversation starter. Keep in mind we have custom solutions as well. Get your customer to participate in a workshop. And then, once they do show interest in CloudBurst, if they do, take advantage of Sales Transaction Hub and create your proposal by accessing Deal Hub Connect, as I described earlier. So I just want to close by thanking you for taking the time to listen to this presentation. I think cloud is a great opportunity for you to sell across the entire Tivoli portfolio. And please do use CloudBurst again as that conversation starter. Thank you very much for your time.